This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friday, and not just any Friday, Freedom Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know what Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution says? You're going to find out this hour in the program. Would you like to change it? Would you like to utilize it for the good of the United States of America? Probably a better way to ask the question. How do you change the Constitution anyway? Answer those questions with a constitutional expert. We've been doing your suggestion, another example of your suggestion, and I love them all. We just can't implement all of them. But I think that one on the fly that, you know, tie the Wild Fun Bus trip down to see the Minnesota Wild play the Florida Panthers. And we're getting close to deadline time on that. It brings some veterans along on a trip, too. It's my vow. Now that I got that nice call from that listener who had a great idea to say, hey, I'm going to go to the Veterans Hospital, see some of those vets. So we'll do that Saturday, late afternoon, and then Sunday afternoon. Well, good idea. Well, another idea was Freedom Friday, where we just drill down on the Constitution and really, really learn together about the Founding Fathers and their genius. So we're going to do that. More recapping the governor's race, which has changed considerably with the entry of Doug Burgum into the race against Attorney General Wayne Stengem. Talking about that, plus the GOP debate last night, and what you thought of it. 800-228-0550 is the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can always text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can also email us. We appreciate that when you send us a note via email, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here, as well as Manny the Man, manning those telephones. Here is an email. Speaking of that, Stella says, I heard you mention Doug Burgum's running for governor, and nearly in the same breath, you mentioned Wayne Stengem, minimally implying, word I can't say evidently, that these two are our only options. Isn't Rick Becker also running for governor? Didn't he announce in December? Anyway, I really do appreciate what Mr. Burgum has done in downtown Fargo, but he's socially irresponsible. Yes, irresponsible, not liberal or conservative. He's known to oppose pro-life legislation and to oppose any definition of marriage as one man, one woman. Please do invite Rick Becker onto the show. We have. On a couple occasions, he's had to decline because he has a medical practice, but we have invited him. Maybe you could even host a little debate with the three of them or anyone else that may be running. All right, tell you what, we'll accept that challenge and invite all three for a debate before the convention. How about that? And maybe before the primary, when it goes down to two. I don't know much about Mr. Becker except for what is on his campaign site, beckerforgovernor.com. P.S. No, I'm not on Mr. Becker's campaign staff. Okay, Stella, thank you, but appreciate that. And also appreciate the disclosure. We had Pat Fink in here yesterday, and Pat does advise Wayne Stengem. And we like people to know that that's the case in full disclosure. So thank you very much. That's going to happen with Rick Becker, I think, just because it's David versus Goliath, right? And he is a new to the political scene, just in the legislature, a doctor. It is what it is. It just happens. But, I mean, that focus will change when it comes down to what happens at the, at the convention. And Rick Becker's run a good, there is a Rick Burgum, who actually invested a whole lot in making sure Doug Burgum had a chance to do what he did at Microsoft. I think he's a bigger shareholder ultimately in Great Plains and Microsoft than even his cousin, Doug. But I know Rick Becker, I meant to say, has run a good campaign. I think he's out there a lot. You see him doing a lot of events, and I think that's good. So, but we have asked him to come on, and he's not taking us up on that, so we can't lead a horse to water. I guess we can. We just can't make him drink. Anyway, speaking of the race, let's just pull another clip from the Burgum announcement yesterday, which is both in Fargo and in Bismarck. Had to be moved in Bismarck. They planned it at BSC and had to move it to the Ronald Reagan Republican Center because of the events of the BSC, which thankfully ended well. But here's another comment that has to do with the people that Doug Burgum plans to talk to in this effort to run for governor. Roll that.
I certainly want to talk to him because these people are engaged and, you know, they've got opinions and they've got commitments and they've got whatever, but a lot of them have already committed their votes. I mean, a lot of them have already decided who they're going to vote for before I even entered the race. And again, that's this group of 1,500 people. Maybe there'll be 2,000 this year, but, you know, it's a small group. But, you know, we know there's tens of thousands of Republicans, you know, sometimes 100,000 that vote in a primary that can't, you know, whether it's personal commitments, family commitments, kids, jobs, work, don't have the money to stay in a hotel room in Fargo for 3 days. That's the group I also want to talk to.
You know, I think that's going to resonate well, right? Because if you portray the convention, the delegates as, you know, that's the party faithful, they're wearing the elephant hats. Now, mind you, these are good people. These are good people that work hard all year long, do a lot of very important work for the infrastructure of the party. You know, we're going to have Kelly Armstrong next week and just talk a little bit about what it takes to do all that. So they're not bad people, but he's saying there are people, there's, you know, there's only 2,000 of them. There's a lot more people out there, and that's why I'm saying I'm going to the primary. So, you know, Kevin Cramer plowed that ground, now sitting in Congress, having done it. He opted out of the convention, didn't even go, and now Doug is saying, yeah, I'll go, but he's minimizing expectations and saying, I'll go to the next level as well. These are interesting times in which we live. Let's just listen. Let's open our ears and listen. I really think that's the big key. Let's play some more cuts from the debate last night, because I want to get a chance for you to react to some of these. Call me on anything you want to talk about, the race for governor. What do you think? Who's the next governor? If you had to guess today, who is the next governor? Is, you know, like Doug is saying, I'm an underdog. I'm new to this. I've never done it before. But he'll bring a lot to it. Wayne Stensley's won a lot of elections. More popular than the sitting governor, as Doug pointed out yesterday in the press conference. So he's popular. He's known and well-liked and elected many, many times. And then, of course, you have the more libertarian, you know, Rick Becker as well. So this is interesting. Let's enjoy it and ask them tough questions. I'm going to take Stella's suggestion and invite them all for a debate. We've already invited Mr. Burgum to do a talk radio town hall, similar to what we have done with, you know, Congressman Cramer and Senator Hovind, and same with Attorney General Sengen, and we'll do the same with Mr. Becker. But a debate, I like that idea too. So appreciate that very much. Let's see here. How about we hear from Marco Rubio, who did a pretty good job of sort of staying above the fray in the debate last night. I thought he did very, very well, especially on foreign policy. It was a good run package, but here's what he talked about, what we have to do to take on the terrorists. Listen to this.
Barack Obama does not believe that America is a great global power. Barack Obama believes that America is an arrogant global power that needs to be cut down to size. And that's how you get a foreign policy where we cut deals with our enemies like Iran, and we betray our allies like Israel, and we gut our military, and we go around the world like he has done on 10 separate occasions and apologized for America. He doesn't understand the threat in ISIS. He consistently underestimates it, but I do not. There is a war against ISIS, not just against ISIS, but against radical jihadist terrorists, and it is a war that either they win or we win. When I'm president of the United States, we are going to win this war on ISIS. The most powerful intelligence agency in the world is going to tell us where they are. The most powerful military in the world is going to destroy them. And if we capture any of them alive, they are getting a one-way ticket to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and we are going to find out everything they know.
That's pretty good. Big applause line, too. I mean, well said. Rubio is, you know, these are all, I found myself a few times in this debate, and Jeb Bush at one point even said it, look, I might not be the nominee, but somebody in this stage has to be president. We have to work together to make sure that happens. I thought that was pretty good, and I found myself going, you know, exactly. That's what I think people are craving, and not this slugfest. Now, they want to fight, and Donald Trump's proven that, but I don't think they are, you know, the petty back and forth stuff. Just tell us what you're going to do and how you're going to do it differently. We haven't heard from Ben Carson yet, who I think had the line of, it was a minute and 16 seconds of absolute brilliance that had me jumping up and down and screaming. He has a way of doing that very subtly, but it's unfortunately not that often. You know, he kind of is who he is. He's a little cerebral and it just doesn't play well in a debate, but he had a great line. We're going to play that. But here's a shortcut of Ben Carson from last night. See what you think of that.
We have to stop this because, you know, if we manage to damage ourselves and we lose the next election and a progressive gets in there and they get two or three Supreme Court picks, this nation is over as we know it. And we got to look at the big picture here.
Yeah, see, exactly. Talking about what I was as well. Chris Christie was hot, especially on foreign policy. Here he is on Iran. Listen to this.
We need to rebuild our military, and this president has let it diminish to a point where tin pot dictators like the mullahs in Iran are taking our Navy ships. It is disgraceful, and in the Christie administration, they would know much, much better than to do that.
Good line. Donald Trump, what's he think about the Second Amendment? Let's find out.
I am a Second Amendment person. If we had guns in California on the other side where the bullets went in the different direction, you wouldn't have 14 or 15 people dead right now. If even in Paris, if they had guns on the other side going in the opposite direction, you wouldn't have 130 people plus dead.
All right, who won? Where are you at? We're 3 weeks to the vote in Iowa. I want to know. Will you call me? I have lines open right now. Crank up the crickets, Todd. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want to find out who you think wins Iowa, who you think is going to win this race, who you're for right now. What you thought of that debate last night? Lay it on me, ladies and gentlemen, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. That means we have lines open waiting for you. The floor is yours. 800-228-0550. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better, bringing you today's show.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Faith, Family, and Freedom. The North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family in the public square. Standing for faith, defending our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Standing for our time-tested traditional family values. Standing for freedom in America, one nation under God. Standing for life, marriage, and religious liberty. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to ndfa.org. That's ndfa.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Between Marco's tax plan and mine. Mine gives every American a simple, flat tax of 10%. Marco's top tax rate is 35%. My tax plan enables you to fill out your taxes on a postcard so we can abolish the IRS. Marco leaves the IRS code in with all of the complexity.
Ted Cruz, and again, part of that was a pretty good grudge match between those two as well. But again, on a substantive issue, at least, which is nice. I talked about this earlier, but here was Jeb Bush saying, wait a minute here. Hold on. Go ahead and roll that.
Everybody on the stage is better than Hillary Clinton. And I think the focus ought to be on making sure that we leave this nomination process as wild and woolly as it's going to be. This is not beanbag. These attack ads are going to be part of life. Everybody just needs to get used to it. Everybody's record's going to be scrutinized. And at the end of the day, we need to unite behind the winner so that we can defeat Hillary Clinton, because she is a disaster.
That's darn good. Darn good. And it was a big applause line from a guy who doesn't get a lot of them in these debates. So pretty good. Hey, have you signed a petition yet to tell the EPA what you think of your power bill going up and the reliability of electricity you have going down? This is one to engage on. We talk about it on the program. We have, you know, members of Congress on talking about it. They fight about it, you know, fight for us on it. But it's a constant battle. The more people, grassroots people, that weigh in on this, the more they'll say, wait a minute, the game's changing here. So you really do need to tell the EPA you oppose that clean power plan and everything it would do. And if you want to find out, hey, okay, let me research it. Use it as a resource, secureenergyfuture.org, because you will find a lot of facts on exactly just what this would do. And the answer is not a lot, honestly. Really improve things in a minuscule way as far as a carbon footprint, but destroy an industry that has done amazing things that's bringing you affordable electricity and reliable electricity. SecureEnergyFuture.org to find out more. Let's go back to the phones at 800-228-0550 and see what you think of those candidates on the stage last night. Zenith and Jamestown wanted to weigh in. Zenith?
Hi, Scott. Nice to talk to you again.
You as well.
Yes, I have just 3 points to make, you know, on the Donald Trump. I think I'm swaying towards him, and I can't agree more that anybody on that stage is better than Hillary.
Yeah, she was. They did a good job last night. I think somebody analyzed, they mentioned her name 28 times or some fairly decent sized number last night.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's good. They're honing that message. Look, we're getting close to it. But so have you moved? You're for Trump now, but you were for somebody else previously?
No, I haven't. You know, I haven't been for anyone except Trump. Just thrills me sometimes. And my second point I would like to make is I'm so happy Doug Burgum is in the race. I have nothing against Wayne Stengem. However, Doug Burgum is like a light at the end of the tunnel. And I have one more point as far as the BSC threat. The media needs to get more accurate with their guns, because I agree with the previous caller about machine guns That just is a blanket. However, we need to talk about or let the people know what guns, what model, what they actually are.
All right, Zenith, appreciate the comments. Thank you very much. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. On the your comments related to Doug Burgum, I'm just posting something on Facebook. Most of the news coverage, I was just checking it out, quite, you know, glowing, honestly. And I think that's telling. He'll be a bit of a media darling here, just being new to the race. And that's Trump-like, you know. And he has some Trump-like traits, right? That he. By that I mean he goes in there without beholden to anybody or donors or anything else. It's just him. I don't think he's ever going to throw. Never will throw the. I've never heard Doug say a crass word about anybody, right? So he's not going to be, you know, sort of Trump-like. And Trump-like in the way it changes the race is my point. So I'm about to post a post that Rob Port of Say Anything Blog has up related to the announcement. And also he has some audio that we recorded of the press conference where most of the news came. So you can check that out there if you'd like. George, I don't know where you are, but George, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, I'm calling from Orange County, New York.
God bless you.
And I just think, oh, I wish I was there. I just wanted to say that Trump really could have lost the discussion with Cruz when Cruz was saying the New York attitude or whatever it was. And the rest of the country just does not know how bad it is in New York State. I mean, occasionally you get one of these reports that we're the 49th or 50th in taxes and 49th and 50th in regulations. But, you know, just on the Republican side, it was our Governor Pataki a few years ago that passed the so-called assault weapons ban that we lived under. And he appointed, like, anti-gun judges. He totally sold out to the unions.
And by the way, do you think, George, that's what Ted Cruz meant when he said the New York values?
Right, and even Giuliani cracked down on handgun laws in New York City, so that now, if for mere mortals in New York City, if you wait the year and pay the $340 every 3 years to have the honor of owning a handgun or permission, you can't even take your handgun out of New York City, much less carry it concealed.
And so I'm guessing that's why you said you wish you were here, from, you know, be able to live in North Dakota rather than New York.
Yeah, well, New York City, you're not even allowed to own a BB gun or a pellet gun. Yeah. The head of the New York Senate has been convicted and going to jail. The head of the New York State Assembly has been convicted of corruption.
Well, why don't you move then? Move out to North Dakota. Come on, George.
Hey, listen, I wish I could. You know, I'm in the same situation where a lot of people, so many people are leaving New York State. Every time they have a census, we lose 2, 3, 4 more people in the House of Representatives.
They figure it out. Figured it out. Come on, I'm telling you, come to North Dakota. Plenty of jobs. What do you do for a living, George?
Well, I'm sort of semi-retired. Actually, I give handgun safety courses.
There's a lot of business out here too as well. Nice talking to you, George. I got a full bank of calls, so I got to keep rolling. Robin and Bismarck, you're next. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. I just want to say this is related to the BSD incident and involved my daughter. Was in the lockdown, and I am so thankful for the police force and the FBI. Sorry, I got a call coming in. So
that's okay.
But I'm so thankful for the police force that responded and the FBI, and they took it seriously. I think that, they need to take stuff like this seriously, because you don't know if it's a prank or what. And
of course. Was your daughter scared? What did she say about her emotions?
She was scared, but she felt safe. I think the most overwhelming thing was when they had to
Robin, can you do me a favor? Robin, just hold tight one sec. We have a break here. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
When we talk about this hands-on training and other interactive training techniques, they play a very critical role when conveying safety knowledge and demonstrating that, you know, safe work behaviors. There's studies that actually have shown that incidents can be prevented if workers receive hands-on training. We're able to provide access to numerous hands-on training sessions that address some of the top causes of workplace injuries. Some examples would be fall protection and scaffolding protection, proper crane inspections, as well as confined space rescue. This conference, this 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference, it provides all that type of hands-on training opportunities that are hard to find anywhere else in the state.
The North Dakota Safety Council's 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference will be held February 1st through the 4th at the Bismarck Event Center. To learn more about the numerous innovative hands-on training opportunities available at this special event, go to ndsc.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London.
Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The role of the United States military is not to build schools, it's not to build bridges, it's not to go around and pass out food packets. It's to kill and destroy our enemy and make America safe. And that's the purpose we should be there. People who attack us are not paying the price. We need a leader who will make sure that they know when they mess with America, they're going to pay a price.
Senator Rick Santorum, Governor Mike Huckabee, and those two, of course, on the first tier debate, which everybody says Carly Fiorina won. I didn't watch it. I don't know what I was doing, but do you know what I actually did, Manny and Todd? You'll get a kick out of this. I was snowblowing while listening to the debate with my iHeartMedia.
There you go.
I had the beats on my head. I had the thing cranked, and I'm snow blowing, which made the snow, made pushing snow very enjoyable. I quite enjoyed it, so it wasn't bad.
You have like a Beats by Dre headphone? Is that the deal?
You know, white Beats, yeah.
Really?
Well, you know.
I'm not sure what Dr. Dre had in mind for, you know.
I'm on the road a lot. I needed headphones, and I wanted good ones.
Well, of course.
Yeah, Robin and Bismarck's on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hello, Robin. We were talking before the break and coming up against break. I asked you about your daughter and what she was, what she told you, you know, her emotions, and you said she was scared.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes, she was.
But
go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, but just go ahead and tell me more about the emotion she shared. You know, that's going through her mind as this is happening.
Oh, she was. I was texting her. They couldn't talk. They had to be quiet. So, most people had cell phones I was talking to her. She actually had finished class that day, so she could have came home, but she decided to go to the library and do some homework, and she was sitting there doing the homework, and I was actually talking to her, heard this announcement over the intercom that came in over the PA, and it was a lockdown. They said it wasn't a test, and you know, I knew it was going on right away, and she was in the library. The library's full of windows, and I'm texting her, get away from the windows. She goes, yeah, we're in a room. We're in a room with no windows. She said they were in that room for about an hour with several other people. There was actually some high school kids that were there on tour. And then she said after about an hour, about 20 police came into the building and into the room where had them come out of the room, had to leave the room with their hands on top of their head, and they searched them all. And that was probably the most, you know, weird. She's never had that done before. So it was just weird and different and overwhelming for probably all those people. I mean, you know, this typically doesn't happen in North Dakota. So
what did you think the moment you heard about it?
I thought it was a test. And I thought, oh my gosh, it's real. It's not a test. And then I thought, and then when I heard that, you know, you heard bits and pieces that, there was a threat on the library of somebody wanted to shoot up the library. I kind of thought maybe it was some
disgruntled student who was mad at a teacher or something, and
it's just the range of emotions as a parent, yeah, having someone there. That's terrorism. That's terrorism.
It is.
I mean, we already know it's terrorism without knowing anymore. So I really appreciate you sharing that story. And also, by the way, thank you for giving the appropriate kudos to law enforcement for how they handled it.
Yeah, and I have to say, I was kind of my daughter doesn't drive. I had to go get her from the school, and so a police officer talked to me and said I need to come get her, and she needs to be escorted. And I thought they had communicated to each other, and she said you might be stopped, and I was, but he didn't know that I needed to come get a student. He's like, no, you can't go past here. And I said, well, I was a little bit confused, but they just did a phenomenal job all the time that it took. And they took this threat seriously, and I'm glad they did, because I guess I don't think that handguns should be in everybody's possession, because teachers or whoever on campus could react emotionally and maybe shoot off at the wrong time. And
I'd love to have a conversation with you, but I'd love. Well, you know, they are. That's great. The question is, how long does it take them to get there? You know, the incidents that are there.
Right.
I'd love to have a conversation with you sometime if about that issue, because I think a little bit differently than you do. But I appreciate your opinion nonetheless, Robin, and I really appreciate you sharing the story of your daughter. Glad it ended safely, and also thanks for the kudos to law enforcement. Tom in Bismarck's waiting on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. I heard he was dreaming of bacon the whole time, thinking of all that wonderful Cloverdale bacon. Me too, Tom. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Scott?
Good,
yeah,
sir.
Just getting back to you on the debate. You know, I've watched all the debates up to this point, and I think they all did a pretty good job last night. But I do have some concerns, and I guess first with Trump. If he ends up getting the nominee and he goes toe-to-toe with Hillary on the debate, I'm worried that he's going to get slammed by her. Just because if you watch the exchanges between Trump and Cruz, Trump just seems to speak in short sentences very quickly, and it's just kind of repetitive more than anything. And then you see someone like Cruz, and he's very precise, he's very clear,
He's argued before the Supreme Court.
Right, exactly. Right?
I mean, the guy clerked for Chief Justice Rehnquist.
Exactly.
I mean,
so
he's wicked smart. You know, on the other hand,
yep.
I think what, tell me if I'm wrong, Tom, it seems to me that Donald Trump, being Donald Trump, and the way you described him, I think is fair. His performance in the debates, people don't care. They don't care. So I don't think it matters anymore. He, you know, and by the way, I believe he'd be a little more polished by the time you get to the debate. The guy's he's a business leader. He didn't debate for a living.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. And I hope he does become more polished. Because right now, Cruz just sounds a lot more presidential, and I'm worried that could affect the outcome. You know, if Trump does get the nominee, and I just heard on the TV yesterday too that Trump is not polling well with women, so that kind of concerns me. I don't know if that's true or not, and I don't know what the numbers are, because you hear a lot of stuff on TV, but that's another concern I had. And also Rubio sounded, you know, he speaks really eloquently also, and he could be a good choice. But again, then you got Cruz and you got Rubio that are for the Senate, and, you know, it might be hard for them to unite the parties.
Who do you think on that stage, has the best chance of bringing somebody new into the process that would bring, you know, large amounts of new voters?
Well, you know, I was thinking Cruz initially, and then, you know, you have Dr. Carson, he's been kind of falling out of the loop, but you know, an outsider like that could really, I think, maybe pull the party together, but I don't know if he's got that.
There evidently is a poll out. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Tom. There evidently is a poll out there that Trump is touting. He did on Fox News Sunday that if it was him and Hillary, there'd be the largest turnout in the history of the United States in an election, and just a ginormous number of the new voters, of which he says aren't coming to vote for her.
Sure.
So he makes a case to say, you know, who knows? We're going to have to keep watching this for sure. You mentioned Ben Carson. Let me play Ben Carson, because I said I would. And what I think was, if you listen to his words here, listen to what he says, not necessarily how he says it or whatever, but just listen to what he's saying, I think it was the most poignant comment of the evening. Roll that time.
Is this America anymore? Do we still have standards? Do we still have values and principles? You know, you look at what's going on, you see all the divisiveness and the hatred that goes on in our society. You know, we have a war on virtually everything, race wars, gender wars, income wars, religious wars, age wars. Every war you can imagine, we have people at each other's throats. And our strength is actually in our unity. You know, you go to the internet, you start reading an article, and you go to the comment section, you cannot go five comments down before people are calling each other all manner of names. Where did that spirit come from in America? It did not come from our Judeo-Christian roots, I can tell you that. And wherever it came from, we need to start once again recognizing that there is such a thing as right and wrong. And let's not let the secular progressives drive that out of us. The majority of people in America actually have values and principles, and they believe in the very things that made America great. They've been beaten into submission. It's time for us to stand up for what we believe in.
Wow. I tell you, I just had chills listening to that even again. It's fantastic. I mean, and who can't relate? Your kids, yourself, get a few comments down on Facebook. I mean, people are so vicious, you know. And by the way, that's not owned by one political party or one opinion or another. That's why I say, I think that, you know, we have a crisis of the heart in this country. We really do. We've lost our way when it comes to the values. Some would argue that's happened because, you know, the Ten Commandments and God has been taken out of schools. It may very well be that. All I know is something has gone horribly wrong. And that's what I worry about more than anything as I look at our son Alex and daughter Hannah and Haley. That's what I think about and their kids. That's what I worry about. Now, one of the reasons I like Donald Trump, I think he's the one guy on the stage that can do something about being $19 trillion in debt. I honestly do. And we got to get the little things right. That's, you know, keeping a country and, you know, stand up a country. We need a fiscal sanity to do that. So that's a little thing. The big thing is loving one another. I mean, just being kind, being, you know, not have just have this at each other's throats that he talked about, which I think is fantastic. Tell me if I'm wrong. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Got a different opinion? I want to hear that, too. Jack in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Wonderful program you have there.
Yeah,
Carson really summed up our sentiments across the country here, especially in North Dakota. But Trump had an interesting point where he eventually came out and defined himself with his defense of New York City in that type of a debate. That was sort of an interesting point. But that New Yorker that called in a little bit earlier in your program here says we still got those great problems in New York. You know, New York State's in a very bad position. And so Trump never hasn't really engaged that problem in he hasn't been approached that way in that I can see in the public debates and things like that. So he's interested in making big deals with these treaties around the world to get better things like that, but the fundamental problems of the country are more fundamental than that. They're tied to Constitution, like with
and the Constitution not being followed. You're exactly right. It's great commentary,
yeah,
Jeff.
Senator Cruz understands that very well, and that's how come he goes back to the Constitution. And we have
right, he does. He really does. I tell you what, I was
at
one point
that's going on in with Levin and those type of people.
Good stuff, Jack. Appreciate the commentary. You did it well. By the way, we're scheduled to talk about Article 5 today, and our constitutional expert is AWOL, so we're trying to track him down. Stay tuned.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Chairman Tyler Spike. The North Dakota Soybean Council is governed by a 12-member board of directors who are all soybean farmers. We are eligible to serve a maximum of 2 3-year terms. Our directors are intelligent, strategic, and take their jobs very seriously. Considerable thought and due diligence goes in every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. You have five exceptional Soybean Council employees working on your behalf every day who are experienced, highly knowledgeable, and effective leaders with great passion for serving the soybean industry. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In this country, people are concerned about their economic future, and they wonder whether somebody is getting something to keeping them from getting it. That's not the America that I've ever known. My father used to say, Johnny, we don't hate the rich. We just want to be the rich. And we just got to make sure that every American has the tools, and we got to fight like crazy so people can think the American dream still exists, because it does.
That's a pretty good line. But we don't hate the rich. We want to be the rich. Yeah, I love it. John Kasich last night. All right, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, last chance to get your comments in. By the way, I apologize. We scheduled a conversation, as we do on Friday, Freedom Fridays, with Mark Skogerbo, our constitutional expert, to talk about Article 5 of the Constitution, and they had a lot of neat stuff lined up on that. Something evidently happened with Mark's connection, so we'll reschedule that. We'll do it maybe even before next Friday. So Monday, we are at the University of Mary. Love to see you there. Love going to the University of Mary, especially when TC's there. And Trevor May and Taylor Duffy and Tony Oliva. Oh, man, is it going to be fun. So come on out, check it out. The pitchers, Trevor May and Tyler Duffy, former twin Tony Oliva, the broadcaster, Corey Provost there. All free, Monday, 9 a.m. at the MAC, McDowell Activity Center at the University of Mary. No admission, and you can register for door prizes. Do not miss the Twins Caravan, 9 to 10. That could be some fun or what at the University of Mary. And Xander Body Shop, Ryan Dodge, L&H Branding Irons are the fine sponsors along with the, which clinic, Todd? You tell me. Todd's the man. You know, how do you say that? I don't want to mispronounce the, is it Chuppy Clinic or Chupp Clinic?
Chuppy.
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 Okay, all right.
Chuppy Chiropractic Clinic.
I'll be broadcasting live there. Come on out. Martin Luther King Day, so kids are out honoring a great civil rights leader. Should be a great day. Back to the phones. Let's see who is waiting the longest here. I guess we're going to go down to South Dakota. And Brex, what's on your mind?
Yes, everybody in the Republican Party, I'm one of them, keep saying that Barack Obama's a great divider. I think he's a great uniter. He united everybody on the stage in debate last night. He united the independents. He united all the Reagan Democrats to vote for one of these people that are going to end up with the nomination. My favorite is Trump.
You're Trump right now. Have you been Trump all along?
No, I haven't. I was Marco Rubio. Well, I was actually Scott Walker to start all with.
Yeah, me too, actually. Scott Walker to Rubio and Cruz.
Then I went
to
Rubio.
Cruz has always been in there.
And the reason I like Trump is he's the only guy that has got rid of this politically correct nonsense.
So, yeah, exactly right. I couldn't agree with you anymore, which is a disease, and he took it on head on. This is just his dream for a quick second, Brex. If Trump's president or the presidential nominee, who should he pick as a nominee on a VP on that stage?
Well, actually, I think that if he picked Marco Rubio, it would be a really good fit. I don't know if they get along, though.
Yeah.
I think. You know,
what about Ben Carson? Ben Carson could be the heart. Trump could be the tough guy. Although neither with experience, but maybe, you know, who cares? What has experience done? Brex, I appreciate the take. Thanks. Jim and Fargo, next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
I was just trying to express, I was just extremely disappointed in Doug Burgum's announcement yesterday. 45 minutes of bragging about yourself was, to me, very... I don't know. It was one of the more lamest announcement of candidacy I've ever heard.
Who do you like in that race? Becker, Burgum, Stengem?
I think Stengem is, you know, Stengem's there. Burgum is socially, and you know, Burgum doesn't have an original thought. Everything he's done, he copied his tennis shoes from Jobs. He's crying for like Boehner, and the guy isn't not original in any way, shape, or form.
All right, Jim. Boy, you're a tough customer. I was moved by his emotion there. I think it was genuine when he talks about his family. I've heard him talk about his family before, and he does get emotional. He lost a brother not all that long ago, but it's a tough business. He knows it. Jeff's on the road. What's on your mind, Jeff?
Hey, by the way, Becker, I think, would be the pick for the governor for North Dakota. But regarding the Trump issue, I was wondering what you thought of Trump, not only with Ted Cruz as the vice president, but if he ran against Hillary, we got a strong bench. And if he had Marco for Secretary of State and had practically all those people up there announced as his cabinet, whoever's willing, I think he would run away with a victory.
You're saying announce all that ahead of time, which is not obviously
announce
traditional.
Announce that ahead of time he's going to have Ben Carson. By the way, I'm glad you played that clip. That was awesome.
Wasn't it awesome? Oh, I'm telling you, I just was like standing with my wife and daughter, and I'm like, that was fantastic. It absolutely was. No, you know what?
Yeah,
We're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit, but it is an interesting thing about it. Glad you called, Jeff. Please do it again. We had a call earlier that said, hey, let's do something with the vets at the VA hospital, our vets that are hurting at our only North Dakota hospital for vets. And a number of folks have been emailing about for details. I don't have details. It was an idea that just came up, but I said I'll make it happen. We're going to make something happen, and it'll be on Saturday, February 28th. I just did it that day because I know we have some folks coming in from out west to hop on our Minnesota Wild bus for the Florida Panthers. And by the way, if you want information on that, want to go see the Wild, I mean, it's so fun. One of our What's On Your Mind fun buses down there. 855-200-1776, extension 3, ask for Marie. And more details to come on the Salute to the Vets the day before. God bless you, folks. Have a great weekend.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.